Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're finally at Friday, and it's March 15th. Is today St. Patrick's Day?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why somebody brought, like, cupcakes, and they were green. I'm like, I didn't realize it was today.
No, Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't it March 15th, usually?
No.
Or 17th?
I'm pretty sure it's Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. She probably just brought it in because they're not working Sunday.
Oh, wait. But no, it is... It is St. Patrick's Day today.
It is, right?
Wait, no, hold on.
No?
No, Sunday, March 17th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're right about
that. And then April Fool's is around the corner, too.
I know. No, I figured if it was, we'd see things on Facebook already. So.
Yeah. No, but it's Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
So everyone will be at the bars wearing green on Sunday for any excuse to drink, even if they're not Irish.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. Not everybody drinks. I don't drink on St. Patrick's Day or... And most days, I know.
I know. I drank last night. I feel like shit today.
Yeah.
Because I don't, like, really drink anymore. Right. So when I do, I'm just like, oh.
I know. God. I'm laughing because you look really tired.
Yeah.
You look out of it.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your sleep? I mean, yesterday you had a sleeping problem, so.
No, it hasn't been yesterday. It's, like, the past 3 weeks. I just, like, I'm not, like, sleeping well. I wake up, like, every hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, which is weird because usually I can sleep pretty solid.
Right. No. Maybe it's because you're not drinking. No?
I mean, I'll still drink wine.
Right.
I just don't drink, like, hard liquor anymore.
Right.
And now I
maybe remember
why.
Maybe your body's getting used to it now.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I think so. I think if I stopped smoking weed, I'd probably have trouble sleeping, too, for
right.
a long time.
Yeah, but I wasn't drinking hard liquor like that to begin with, so I don't right. think it's that.
So what do you think it is? Go to a doctor, then.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you have sleeping disorder, too, or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think it would always be cool to take a sleep test at a doctor's office.
Yeah, well, it's not at their office. I booked a thing, and actually it's like a class that you go to.
Oh, no. I want to do those things they show in movies where they, like, you get, like, a nightgown.
Oh, no,
and
no,
they, like,
no.
put
they
all those things on your head.
No, they give you a little bracelet. You wear it at home while you're sleeping, and it... tracks down everything in your body.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't have to go there. So there's like a class. They tell you what you need to do, how to use it. Then you go, and if they determine you have apnea or something, then they'll give you a machine
right.
and all that shit.
Right.
Which fucking sucks, man. But we'll see what happens. I'm not writing it off yet. But
right.
It's hard to go on when you're tired all the time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, no, like today
and
I feel
bad
like...
for your health.
Yeah, like today I feel useless. Like, I was
really?
Like, yeah, like, I woke up, I was like, yesterday I woke up, I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Sleeping is really important.
Yeah.
And
your whole day, like, even when you wake up on, like, I would say, like, probably the last good night's sleep I had was last Sunday because I slept in.
Right.
And that's, like, the last day that I've had, like, a good night's sleep. That's, like, 5 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
And then I'll try to nap when I go home, and I'll just lay there. I'll never actually fall asleep.
Yeah.
Then
well,
I
hope our listeners are appreciating the fact we're fucking zombies coming in here still to put on a show, you
legit,
know?
Legit. You better appreciate this, bitches. Oh, man.
No, I'm always grateful, you know, because...
did you have guests yesterday?
Yeah, I had
you
a guest.
Okay,
just
well,
one.
That's good.
I thought Brigetta was going to come too, but she didn't. So that would have been the second time she's here that you were.
Oh, yeah.
But no, but a friend of hers came in, and it was a lot of very interesting stuff. He's spiritual, you know, into
right.
all kinds of things. So
right.
it was pretty interesting. But I felt your pain, and I said, okay, stay home, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks.
Yeah, I tried to nap. After you said don't come, I was like, all right, fuck it. I literally turned around. I was on the top of my street, did like a U-turn.
Oh, really? You're already in the car?
Yeah, that's why I said I'm on the way. But then you were like, don't come. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, shit, you're already asleep, you know? And you told me. And I said, if you can't, that's okay.
Right.
So I appreciate you trying to come, but you wouldn't have had fun anyway.
Yeah, I probably just would have been mute.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because I was that tired. Like, I'm tired today, but not tired enough not to talk.
Yeah, okay.
Yesterday, I was at the point where I was like, you know it's bad when I'm telling you I'm not coming. I don't feel like saying shit this morning. I'm not coming.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, did you work? Did you
work yesterday? Last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not really made to work at night, I don't think. Not late, right?
I didn't work late.
Oh, you didn't work late
no.
last night?
No. Okay. Mondays seem to be my late night shift. Next Thursday, I work at night.
Okay.
Monday and Thursday next week, I work the closing shift, so I'm not going to be in bed till like 2.
Okay, cool.
But last night, it was 9:30.
Yeah. All right, cool. So you still like it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I need to get like more clothes to wear there, though, because it's starting to get warmer out.
Yeah.
Like yesterday was absolutely gorgeous out.
Right.
Got cold at night, though, for sure.
Yeah, but not as cold as it's been. You
exactly,
know?
Yeah. But during the day, it was nice.
Yeah. I know. It got pretty hot, actually. You know? I don't know if I want summer or not. It's not like it's
I
up to
sure
me.
I for sure want summer.
I know you do.
I'm like, bring it on, baby.
I'm just thinking of all the hot car and the sweating and this. Ah,
love it. Love it. I love getting into the car and I have to be like, because my seat is too hot.
And you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I'd rather put the AC on than put the heater on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. I prefer cold, but what can you say? At any rate, that's why the world is so beautiful, because everybody's different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Sometimes people can't handle it, but you know, that we're different and stuff. But like, for example, they want, now they're suggesting that James Bond will be a girl.
No.
A female.
No.
So why are they doing this? I mean, they're not going to do it, but people are calling for it.
Yeah, but no, James Bond is called James Bond because it's a man.
It's a man. Absolutely.
I mean, there's just some things that don't need to be fucked with.
Right.
Like, just because James Bond is a man doesn't mean that everyone that watches James Bond is against feminine movements. It's like, it's kind of fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're trying, like, in the name of diversity, destroy everything that we've built, you know? I mean, this is a tradition.
Yeah, I just, I don't, you know? I feel like the next big step would have been if James Bond was Idris Elba, the black guy. That would have been a big deal.
No, I know, but
not if it's going to be Charlize Theron. It's just like,
right.
Because she did, like, Atomic Bomb, and it's just not the same.
But let me ask you this, okay? And we're not being racist here. I'm just being curious. James Bond is a character that's a white man.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because
to whom?
To everybody.
Why? But that's the story. I read the books.
Yeah,
I picture him as a white man.
Yeah, no one's read the fucking books. No one in my generation has read the books.
No
one gives a fuck.
Okay, so you've seen the movies.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a British white gentleman. That's the whole point.
But it doesn't matter.
You're not going to make Malcolm X a white actor.
Okay, because that's history. There's two different.
No, why?
He's completely fucking different.
Why? But it's
just the same way they can make Captain Marvel a female.
Right.
That was a male in the comic books,
exactly.
Which nobody read.
But I'm against that too.
Well,
I don't understand changing.
No, I mean,
so
I don't think they should. I don't think they should change. I mean, I don't read comic books, so like, right. I didn't feel affected by that. But something like James Bond, where it's even like a man's name in the title. Like,
right.
I feel like that would be weird if it was a woman.
Right. Okay. But, you
but
know,
I don't care if he's black, Asian,
right.
Spanish. Doesn't
right.
matter to me. Mm,
okay. Well, it doesn't matter to me that he's black. What matters to me is that I don't see a point in that. They don't do this in other characters. Is Batman ever going to be? There's a Batgirl, but there's not a Batman that's a Batwoman. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, but Batgirl is kind of the closest.
You know?
But they haven't made any movie with Batgirl in it.
No, but...
Not recently.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. But so they would create a new character, but not take the same character and change its gender. I mean, what the fuck is that? You know? So, I don't know.
Well,
I
mean,
man.
It's like impossible. You can't make it, like, just like... You can't make Superman a woman unless it's Superwoman.
Right.
But that's why they have Wonder Woman. It's like kind of like...
Right. And that's the thing. What if they turned Wonder Woman into a man? You know what I'm saying? It's fucking stupid. What? In the name of fucking diversity, we have to like change the nature? I mean, the fact is we are we're men and women, males, females. That's it. When there's something in between, it's not... Well, it's an unusual case. It's a special case, you know? But we're not going to change this because there's a few transgender people that I have nothing against. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But you can't say we have a third sex. We don't. There's no such thing. So, you know, so, but that's in the name of political correctness. You can't say shit about it. I'm sure half of our listeners are pissed off, but it doesn't matter, you know, because the thing is, you can't shut people up. You can't shut people up by calling them sexist and racist and all this shit.
Well, some people are sexist and some people are racist.
They are. Yeah. They are.
So it's like,
you know, but there's no question about it. But when you talk about shit like this, people right away are going to say, oh, you don't want a girl in James Bond? Then you're a misogynist, you know, or whatever. Anti-women.
No, I mean, I'm not anti-woman and I still wouldn't want James Bond to be a female.
Right, right.
The whole thing is like he's like a Rico Suave, pulling all the women but killing people and saving the day at night. It's just like, that's what that movie is. That's what it's about. It's like, that's what it's been like for decades on decades. It's like, there's no need to change that now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been hard enough to get used to a new James Bond every few movies.
Well, he
sucks. Yeah, the new one, yeah. But there's been like
Daniel Craig as the James Bond.
Been like five of them, you know, and the thing is, or six.
I think the last couple have done really bad. That's why they're looking for a new one.
Yeah, I don't like Daniel Craig, although a lot of people... I mean, I like him in other movies, but not as James
Bond.
I'm
not really a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
I didn't like his movies. The last three James Bonds, I mean, one of them I didn't even see, I don't think.
Right.
You know, I was just that alienated. And I was a big James Bond fan. I mean, I would create comics around James Bond, you know, like for my...
For yourself.
Yeah, before actually, I created a magazine, like a weekly magazine for my class when I was like, what, like seventh grade maybe?
Oh, really?
Yeah, every week I would do like a little magazine, hang it on the wall.
Hey, whatever keeps you out of trouble, bud.
Right?
Yeah.
It was always fucking was creative, man. I didn't get anything out of it, but I enjoyed it that people read it, you know? I guess no wonder I'm on the radio now, right?
Yeah, probably. I feel like a lot of creative people have to do stuff like radio or TV
like
or...
to express themselves, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
And what's good here is we can say anything. Nobody beats us up. Nobody calls us fucking racist or misogynist or
anything. Or if they
like
do,
that.
We don't hear about it, so we don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly. So we can just talk one way and it's good. So anyway, this is a James Bond story. And in fact, the headline is that a former Bond girl, Eva Green, thinks that 007 should remain a man. So, people are calling for female casting.
Brother.
Yeah, I know. So, the weekend's upon us. I'm looking forward to it, of course, with nothing to do. But I'm thinking of maybe taking a drive up north or something.
Right.
Know, like up to Santa Barbara or past Santa Barbara or something. Just to get the fuck away. Maybe even Vegas, no?
Yeah, why not?
Vegas could be good, right?
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah, and you're off at what, noon?
Traffic is often awful coming back from there.
Yeah, it depends what day, like what time.
Right.
Like if you want to leave late tonight and then leave early Sunday, I'd say, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, but then everybody leaves early Sunday.
I don't think so. I think people are so fucked up from the night before, they really don't leave till like mid-afternoon.
But that's
nighttime.
What people think, and they all leave in the morning. I mean, I hear people, I haven't been to Vegas in a while, but every time somebody goes, they're saying, God, the traffic.
Right.
I'm like, fuck, to sit in the middle of the desert, bumper to bumper. Forget about that.
Right.
Yeah, so no Vegas for me. Besides, I'm not crazy about Vegas anymore. You know, I lived there.
I haven't been since I was 24.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably haven't been there in a few years
either. I'm like, whatever.
I know, but that's all we have to go. That's all we have nearby to go to. But yeah, not my cup of tea. I lived there twice. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Vegas two separate times. And... the first time I liked it, you know, I was a teenager and shit, you know, drugs, rock and roll
The 70s. The word drugs just made me so nauseous.
Well, I meant weed.
I saw my ex last night.
You did?
Yeah.
So he showed up?
Yeah, he came to LA, yeah.
Ah.
And being around him, I was like, I can't, I don't even want to do the YouTube video with you.
Really? Uh-huh. That bad, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. I didn't like his
so
friend.
So the reason
who
why
with.
He's in your ex, you know?
Yeah, like it's almost like a reminder that you honestly, generally, probably can't be friends with your ex.
Right.
Especially when there's like a little bit of drinking, because when you start drinking, you just think of everything fucked up they've ever done to you, and you literally hate them. Like I noticed that the more I drank, the more I just would look at him and be like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Like we're cool. Like if I don't see you for years, you want to have a quick FaceTime, see how I'm doing. Uh-huh. I can handle that, but I cannot handle being around him.
Yeah,
he's rude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, Hasn't changed then, huh?
No, not at all. Has not changed at all.
You think he treats you a little differently than no, he hasn't seen you
in
a while.
I was asking him, I was like, are you behaving this way because you have a friend with you? I go, because I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I go, so they draw. So we went out to, I met him at their hotel. And when I got to the hotel, I was like chit-chatting with his friend. And he was like, I go, his friend said something. And I go, I think I look better now than I did years ago when I dated you. He goes, really? Because I was thinking, what happened to you?
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, so this is how this night is going to go.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I go, so you're trying to be cool in front of your friend? Is that what it is? And I was starving at this point, and I knew they were going to pay for food. That's the only reason I went out to eat with them. Because at that point, I was like, I'm done. I'm like dismissed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So then we go to Catch, which is like a really fancy restaurant. You know what Catch is.
Right.
Yeah. And we get there, and like he's just being like kind of condescending all night. Like, oh, she was a crazy bitch. You're a crazy bitch. Dude, I haven't seen you in 3 years. Right. I was crazy because you were mad disrespectful. And like you say you don't want to talk about the past, but you keep bringing up shit from the past. And now you're really starting to irk my nerves.
Right.
Because like, I don't know if this is an act in front of your friend or what, but it's getting real old. So there was like this green stuff on top of the spicy tuna that they brought over. And I like turned around and I looked at the waiter at the other table. I go, excuse me, is this fish eggs? And the waiter ignored me. So then I asked somebody else, because like, I just want to know if this is fucking fish eggs. I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
So then his friend was like, check, please. He just made everyone turn around because you were asking about the fish eggs so many times. I go, I don't give a fuck.
What?
I'm not about to eat something I don't want to eat.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that they're ignoring me. I'm going to ask someone until somebody fucking answers. So Marty's like, oh, God, you're embarrassing me. I go,
really?
You're joking, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Now tell me something. So we know you wanted to see him for the YouTube video. Why did he want to see you? He obviously didn't seem to have a good time.
Because he was trying to fuck.
Oh.
Because at the end, when we got into the Uber, his friend was like, they dropped me off first at my apartment. And then when we got there, he was like, all right, Marty, are you going to stay there? Are you going to stay with her? Like, you guys gonna fuck it out? I go, fuck it out.
Uh-huh.
I go, I'm never sleeping with you again in my fucking life. If we're the last two people on this planet, I go, I'm shit faced right now, Marty. Usually when I drink, you know, easy comings. Let's go. I would never fucking touch you even in this state.
Well, all right. Well, fuck the YouTube video.
Yeah. And I just told him, I go, listen, you can come over to do the YouTube video. If you're not going to do the YouTube video, have a nice trip in LA. I don't need to see you again.
Right,
like
right.
That's, I don't need to hang out with you. I have no interest in it.
God.
It's funny because sometimes you like really think like, okay, well, maybe he did change. Maybe we could be friends. And then like within, we weren't even with each other for longer than an hour and a half. That's all it took for me to be like, you're still the same little dweeb.
Wow. Do you guys ever talk to each other? Have you talked to each other since then?
Last night?
No, before last night. After you broke up, between after you broke up and last night.
He'll call me randomly.
Really?
Yeah, I won't ever call him.
Yeah.
He'll randomly call me, randomly text me, check in, FaceTime.
Yeah.
Ask me who I'm dating or who I'm fucking.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like... I showed him
I don't know what kind of guys you meet, but you got to look in the wrong place. I mean, you got to look
in the wrong fucking pond, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fishing in the wrong pond.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because I showed him a picture of the guy from Chicago who you saw who's extremely good looking.
Right.
And he had the audacity to be like, he's not good looking. Well, I'm like, have you seen yourself?
He's jealous. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop it right now.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I don't know what's going on with these young men these days, man. Fuck. How old is he?
27.
Oh, he's child, younger than you are. Yeah.
He's a fucking child.
He's a fucking kid, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about the shooting in New Zealand?
I read about it this morning. Yeah, horrible.
49 people dead, including kids and everything. And pretty sad shit, man.
Yeah.
Scary. Very scary. But one thing they did not talk about is that there were rockets that were shot into Tel Aviv. And luckily nobody got hurt. But can you imagine living here? Because life in Israel is pretty much like here. You know,
right,
you go
right.
to work, cars, shopping, all that kind of stuff. And then, so you live in peace and quiet. You go to work, you go to school. Suddenly the sirens go on. and you have to fucking go to the bomb shelters and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's I always think how, I mean, I don't really read into it. You don't have any napkins over there, do you?
No, I can bring you some.
Yeah, can I just get one if possible?
Well, I have to go and get one. Go. You want to go get one?
Yeah, where is it?
Okay, it's in the, what do you want, like a paper towel?
Yeah, just something to clean the top.
Yeah, in the office.
Sorry, guys, I need my energy drink because I feel like I'm going to.
In the office, you'll see that.
Yeah, you know, you're not supposed to like just drink out of cans when you get them, right?
Why?
Because they're like the dirtiest.
They're dirty. Yeah. So you clean up the top, though. You wipe up a little. Oh, that's what you're trying to do? Okay. Yeah, we don't drink water on this show anymore, folks. And, well, the guests do, but we always have our own favorite drinks. And I guess there is a problem with cans being clean and all that. But I don't know. What kind of, you got a Celsius? What's that? Like a
energy drink?
Yeah. Oh, I never heard of it. Does it taste good?
It's supposed to have like no like corn syrup, no artificial flavoring.
Oh, nice.
Like it's supposed to be the organic.
Yeah.
And it actually does work.
Yeah, but are they good for you, those energy
drinks? Probably
not,
no.
Yeah.
But like they do work.
So it's like sugar and caffeine a lot, right?
Let's see how much sugar. It says including green tea, ginger, guarana seed. It's supposed to process the boots your wait, a process that boosts your body's metabolic rate.
Metabolic.
You're supposed metabolic, to, yeah, you're supposed to drink it prior to fitness activities, which I'm not about to do, but cheers.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. The saying here, look, we were talking about being... Good?
Yeah. Tastes like a Gatorade with bubbles, which is exactly what I need. I need electrolytes and something really greasy to eat. Like, I could eat a piece of pizza right now without a doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I made some lamb chops yesterday. Man, they were good.
Like lamb? I love lamb.
Uh-huh. I made some on my grill.
Yeah.
I make something every day on my fucking grill.
I hope you didn't make it past 7 p.m. I'm trying not to eat past 7 p.m., but I've been failing miserably.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say before that, before I cut you off?
Oh, about, we were talking about sleep and stuff like that.
Right,
you know, and
right,
how
right.
I've become like a night owl.
Right.
I always used to like being an early bird.
Right.
But they're saying early birds have more sex, make more money, and sleep better.
Hence than why night they owls. Say early bird gets the worm.
The worm, right.
Because they up and they're ready to get it.
I think I need to change my fucking lifestyle. I need to go to sleep at 10 and get up at 5. That's what I need to know.
Mm, yeah.
It's never going to happen.
Never.
Fuck.
So.
Nah, wishful thinking.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, I just think I stay up late because I don't have enough time in the day to do everything I want to do. But
there are days that I'm like, I can't believe it's already this time. Like, I can already feel like that's the way this day is going to go for me because I didn't get up at the time I wanted to get up. And I've noticed, like, I used to be such a morning person and I'm struggling now.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? Is this old age?
I think it's having sleeping problems.
Yeah, because like I used to be able to get up at like 4 o'clock, go to the gym, no problem.
Right.
Take a shower, come here, do what I got to do, and like be bubbly for the rest of the day.
And
now I can't even.
It's so cool to get up early, right?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's still quiet. It's cool.
All week, I've set my alarm to wake up to go to the gym, have not gone to the gym once this week.
Once. Wow.
Because when I get out of here, I don't feel like going because it's fucking packed.
Right.
I don't want to go when every machine is taken. It's like you drive all the way there just to be like, all right, well, I guess I'm leaving.
Yeah. So, plus, it's really cold under the covers, right? I mean,
oh my God, yeah. And then you get up and you're like, I don't want to do this.
Exactly.
I've even put my cell phone in the bathroom so when the alarm goes off, I'm forced to get up.
To get up, right.
But then I get up, I yawn, and I throw the cell phone at the bottom of my bed, and I just get right back into bed.
Really?
Like that other, the other day when I texted you and I said, I can't make it in, I set my alarm. I was up at 4.
Yeah.
And I was actually up at 4. I was like, I think I could do this. And then I was like, but let me just get like 15 more minutes. That's the problem. Instead of just like staying up, I'm like, let me just get 15 more minutes and then I'll go to the gym.
Right.
And then the 15 minutes turned into just me snoozing. So I hit the snooze until I texted you.
Yeah.
So imagine that like every 10 minutes I'm waking up to snooze again.
Right.
So I'm not even really falling back asleep.
It's not a good sleep. I know. I do that for half an hour in the morning, mm-hmm. but I find that it helps me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like get you wake up in gradually.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
I used to jump out of bed in the morning, you know.
I used to love it.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, ugh.
I wonder if a lot of people have this problem.
I might go to the gym tonight because I have no plans.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, realistically, like it's a good thought.
It's a positive thought.
It's a positive thought. But it's like, I really do want to get in better shape. I do want to take better care of myself.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really wish I could cut out drinking for like once a week. I'm drinking a lot. I'm drinking too much.
Really?
Yeah, I drink every day.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Then you're an alcoholic.
No.
No?
No. An alcoholic's if I like wake up in the morning and I have to have a drink. Before I go to work, I have to have a drink. While I'm at work, I have to have a drink.
But if you drink every day, they would say you're addicted. No?
I mean, I drink wine every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe enough, I am addicted to wine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already thinking
ahead. But you're doing it to get the buzz, right?
No, I enjoy drinking wine.
Right.
Yeah, like nothing is better to me than being at home, putting on like a movie I like and having a glass of wine to go with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't drink it because I'm like, let's get fucked up by myself. Woo! That's not why I'm drinking it.
Yeah, but it gives you a buzz, you know?
It depends how much I drink.
Yeah.
If I have one glass, absolutely not.
Right.
Like one glass with whatever I cook for dinner.
Right.
But if I have like two or three, I might go to bed a little tipsy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But the goal isn't to like drink it and get fucked up. It's just to have wine.
Right, right. No, not to get fucked up, but that's what I'm saying.
See, alcoholics, I think they want and they strive to be fucked up.
Yeah, but I don't think... Yeah, but... I mean, it's just a degree of how fucked up you are, you know?
Right.
But I mean, if you drink, you're usually playing on feeling a buzz, you know?
Like, if my doctor said to me, you can never have another sip of alcohol ever again, it wouldn't be an issue for me.
Really?
Therefore, I know I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Probably. Like, if I ever get pregnant, I'll be super excited when the 9 months is up and I can have a glass of wine, but I'm not going to be, like, staring at a bottle of wine while I'm pregnant.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Like, thinking, oh, my God, I need this right now.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, yeah, yeah. You don't have to have it. You don't think about it.
Exactly.
It doesn't interfere with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Well, what can you do, man? So this is funny to me. A dominatrix was pushed to move out of her townhome in New York City over complaints
of people screaming at her whipping.
Then and people coming like perverts. I mean, I'm not calling them perverts, but this neighbor says this is a residential street,
right?
And now we have weirdos and perverts hanging around the block waiting to go in. For whatever it is they do.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I would feel that way. I would feel some type of way, too, if there was men in and out of the building.
Right.
Like, when I used to have two female roommates, one of them slept with a lot of men. And at one point, it was like, 1 week, it was like a different dude every single night of the week. And I'm like, I'm a little uncomfortable with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, by all means, do you. But like, do you even know the type of people you're bringing home? Because I sure as hell don't. Because last night it was Derek, tonight it's John. Like, I'm just, what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't know if they're a psychopath or they're stalking you. Now they know where you live.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like if you're going to do that type of stuff, that's what hotels are for. And they should be paying you enough to do those services where you can afford a hotel room.
Right.
She wouldn't have lost her apartment.
Yeah, but the thing is, she can't do it in a hotel room because she's got all kinds of fucking things in there, you know, like contraptions and stuff, you know, like...
Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, all the shit you see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's, I mean, they... And the funny thing about it, those dominatrix always insist there's no sex. But
yeah, right.
Do you fucking believe it?
No.
No, it's bullshit. These guys probably get naked. Maybe she doesn't, maybe she doesn't get naked or something, but I'm sure there's sex.
Right.
I'm sure 110%. At least she gets them off, you know, somehow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But
so they can tell us
like,
those fucking stories and, you know.
But I feel like some guys probably do pay for those services and they don't fuck.
Probably.
Sometimes they just want to have a woman beat the shit out of them, which is, to me, is so weird.
I know.
Everyone has, like, weird fetishes.
Yeah. So, you know, so she put, like, a dungeon there or something, installing a throne and a ceiling rig.
Right.
And equipped with parlor with hundreds of toys. So that's like that.
She needs a house.
Yeah.
She needs like her own house.
Right.
She should be charging these men enough so where she can have her own house and then people can't complain about her shit.
Yeah.
Period.
What does it say to you about the women that do this, though? You know, I mean.
It's just the same way I feel about porn stars.
Yeah, but they probably get off on this, too, you know, for them to just say they're doing it for money. I'm sure they enjoy this.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably so, Sam.
Would you be able to be?
Nope. Absolutely not. I can't even stand men for more than like 10 minutes, let alone you coming over and me beating the shit out of you. Like, it's just not. I mean, that's the exciting part about it. Like, you can literally
beat the shit
out
of you.
But like, I would never put myself in harm's way. That's a very dangerous fucking job.
Probably. Yeah.
Like, you could have some guy that's answering your ad who is a serial killer is just coming over to kill your ass. Like, come on. You guys never seen Criminal CSI
we
or
don't
Criminal
see as
Minds?
As you do.
Come on, people.
You've seen all of them.
Yeah,
right?
Hell yeah.
There's a new movie. I read the review, and then I went sat down to watch it. It's on Netflix, a new one with Ben Affleck, like an action movie.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah. And it's called The Third Frontier or something. It's about drugs and all this shit. And,
I love movies like that, so I'll probably watch it this weekend.
Together like a bunch of soldiers or former soldiers.
Right.
So it's like The Expendables, but the younger generation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started watching it. Not a bad show, actually. It's pretty good.
I was taking I started, like, taking little videos daily. Like, because people are like, you should vlog. Yeah. So, like, just randomly day by day, I'll, like, make videos. And the other day I got home from work and I, like, got undressed. And, like, ever since I got back from Chicago, I haven't been talking to any guys. I've been busy. I feel like I've been busy. Yeah. You know, even though I'm not really that busy, I feel like I've been busy. I just don't care.
Yeah.
So like I looked down at my legs and my legs were so hairy and I haven't waxed my vagina. So I called my sister. I'm like, I'm trash. Like I literally am trash. And it's not warm out. So it's not like I'm in shorts or like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I just haven't given a shit.
Yeah.
So today I promised myself when I got out of here, I'd go and get a pedicure because I haven't got my feet done since I went to Chicago. That was in January.
You gotta take care of yourself still.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
It's for you.
It's for me, yeah. Right. I'll wax my vagina at some point, probably next week. I shaved my legs. I'm getting there.
Good.
I'm moving in the right direction.
Get back in gear, right?
Yeah. But God, I literally looked at myself like, you're trash, Danielle. Like, stop.
Who cares? It's only you who can see it.
I know, but it was so bad, Sam, that I was like, this is ridiculous that I allowed myself to get to this point.
Yeah. For me, the biggest deal is I started going maybe 2 days straight without shaving, which is an unheard of thing for me. But
my dad shaves every day too.
Yeah, I do too, every day. But lately, I started skipping a day or two, and I feel shittier when I don't shave. You know, it's sort of
that's all like mental.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, it is. But you feel cleaner, right?
Right, yeah.
And so forth. So so I know what you mean. You know, sometimes you just kind of let yourself go.
Yeah, like you're just like, I don't fucking care. But I have today off. I'm like struggling so bad. My head is pounding. But I was like, all right, let's think about this. This is why there's no time in the day. I want to organize my next week of YouTube videos so I don't have to like scramble before I'm filming.
Right.
I want to get my nails and toes done. I need to food shop because I don't have any food in my fridge because I've been working like every day this week, I feel. So,
okay, you know what you have to do.
I got to figure out. I got to figure out what I can bring to eat for my break.
Wait, at the restaurant?
Yeah, because I've been spending like basically all the monies I get in tips on food.
Do you eat there?
Yeah, or one of the surrounding restaurants. But it's Beverly Hills, so like anytime I eat, it's like 30. Expensive. Yeah, it's like $30. Like a plate of pasta is like 35. And I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this. But there's no fridge that the employees can use. Like we can't go in the kitchen and put our food in with like the restaurant food.
Right.
So I'm like, what can I pack that's like, because we only have a half hour break.
Right.
So I'm like, what can I pack that's going to be like beneficial for me?
Right. Usually you don't have access to a microwave or anything?
No.
So sandwiches is your best bet, you know?
Yeah, but like I get so like let's say I work the 1 to 9:30, right?
Right.
When I get to work, my break's not till 4. That's like what, 3 hours with a sandwich out? That's nasty. Because usually sandwiches go in the fridge. Yeah.
No. It's not like you're putting it in the sun. Room temperature is just fine for a sandwich.
Really?
For a few hours, of course.
Maybe like a peanut butter and jelly.
No, even turkey, whatever. It doesn't go bad in a few hours in your bag or whatever.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. No, yeah, I just got to figure it out.
Yeah, or salad, thick salads, whatever. You know, bread, whatever you like. I don't know. But nothing that usually eat hot.
No, like I can't bring like a bowl of pasta.
Right. Or chicken. Or rice. To be
yeah.
Hot,
yeah. Know? Can't do that.
I'm surprised. They don't even give you like an employee's kitchen, like maybe even a little bit. Wow. Yeah.
They're probably not thinking like that because everyone only has a half hour break. So like you really can't do much in a half an hour.
That's true, but you won't have a break room. I mean, that's usually the case.
Yeah.
But what can I say?
I just don't want to keep spending money on food. Like when I get tips, I want to like have it for like if I need to go to the car wash or on a day where I feel like getting my nails and toes done.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. You know? I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We talked about Chick-fil-A before, right? But the reason I can't get over it is because they opened a new one in Woodland Hills. And still, I mean, 3-6 months later, there's still fucking lines. I mean, the drive-thru is 3 lanes.
Yeah. Even what? The one in Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah, right?
It's like has a longer line than In-N-Out, and they're right across the street from each other.
Right. And my question is, what the fuck? You know, it's not like it's great food. I mean, I
will never eat their
once.
Sandwiches again, but let me tell you, though, I'm really picky about fries, and their fucking fries, man, are so good.
Really?
Yes. Dipped in whatever their Chick-fil-A sauce is. I don't know what that sauce is made of, but those two combined together, holy shit.
Really?
Yeah, I had some the other night.
An attraction to this, I think.
My friend went before she came over, and I was like, yo, let me get one of those fries. And I was like, whoa. I'll never eat one of their sandwiches again, though. Like, once I have a bad experience with some type of food, you'll never see me eating it ever again. Yeah. I don't do second chances on food.
I mean, it's just not impressive. People say that the McDonald's chicken is better, you know? So
and McDonald's, is that even chicken?
Right.
Do we even know what that is?
I know. Well, do you know Chick-fil-A if it's chicken? I mean, it's still to have a patty. You have to fucking grind it and, you know?
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's not like they're taking a piece of a chicken breast.
No. The same with chicken nuggets. I mean, it's all ground
chicken.
Yeah,
what is a chicken nugget?
Well, it's ground chicken, and then they make it into shapes, you know?
I mean, oh my God, ew.
Think about it.
But the McDonald's chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Yo, I have not been to McDonald's in years, but if I was forced to go there, I would get their chicken nuggets for
really?
Sure. Yeah, so
I can
good.
Tell you that I think Wendy's are better as far as the chicken nuggets.
Oh, well, Wendy's is actually not that bad a food. But for some, because they're supposedly real chicken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but it's not
you
chicken.
Like how I put in quotations supposedly, so.
Yeah. No, look, it's chicken when it comes in patties. It's probably cut, you know, directly from the chicken. But all I can tell you is if you're looking and they have specific shapes to the fucking chicken, then you know. It's being shaped that way.
Yeah. They're all the same size. Because when me and Gabby make homemade chicken nuggets, we'll take like chicken tenders.
Right.
And we'll season it however we want to see it, and then we'll bread it.
Right.
And they'll all be different shapes and sizes because we're just like taking the scissors and cutting them however we want. But that's like real chicken, chicken nuggets,
exactly.
You know? They're not all the same shape and size.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're not giving us real chicken. And in that case, what exactly are we eating?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's just funny to me because, like, one of my homegirls eats fast food every single fucking day.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever just, like, get in the kitchen and, like, whip something up? Like, if I go, like, a few days without cooking something for myself,
right.
I feel, like, trash.
Right. Even if you eat at nice restaurants, too, right? I mean, it's just when you eat out, I get tired of it, you know?
Yeah, well, not only that, it's like, okay, for instance, like, I'll get, like, stuff from Trader Joe's.
Right.
And I consider their stuff to be, like, on more of, like, the healthy side than as if I was getting it at Ralph's. But even when yesterday I made, they had, like, this saucy, creamy, like, scallops that you can put on the stove. So I'll melt that and I'll put it on top of pasta.
Yeah.
And I'll make it's, like, almost as if I cooked for myself, but I didn't. But it's a really quick meal for me. So I'm, like, I have, like, 20 minutes to eat before I go to work. Let me just make this. But after I eat something like that, it's not like I feel good. Because to me, it's like I basically just ate fast food. It was just frozen in my freezer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it can be frozen and still not be fast food. You know what I mean?
No, but I'm saying like that feeling. It's like that feeling you get. That you get the same feeling that you get after you eat fast food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I tend to get food where I just have to heat it. Like I got some great potatoes yesterday that I had with the lamb chops. And it tastes just like you make at home, you know. It wasn't even frozen. It's just like they make now packages of side meals, side portions like rice and
See, that's weird for me because I'm like, how fresh could that, like, how long could that actually be fresh? I feel like you need to eat that the same day you buy it.
No, it's not the same day you buy it, but a few days later. Yeah, you know? Just like if you buy a steak, you don't have to eat it that same day.
See, I don't like meat after it's gone in the fridge.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, very rare occasions. I probably have to be like fucked up or drunk for me to eat.
So you just buy it and you make it right away.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, like, so if I'm making like chicken and rice and I bought like a pack of chicken tenders, I'll make sure that I, like, in my head I'm like, okay, how hungry am I? If there's 8 chicken tenders in the pack, I'm kind of hungry. I'll cook like 3 to 4 of them, cut them up into little pieces, season them however I want.
Right.
And whatever I cook, I'm eating on that helping. I'm not putting it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to cook all 8 tenders at the same time because then I'm going to throw them away.
Yeah.
I'm weird though.
Aren't we all?
My kids are probably going to be the same exact way. Like, mom, this is the leftovers. I'm like, shut up. You could eat leftovers. Your mom doesn't.
We're all fucking weird.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Louis Vuitton nixes Michael Jackson-inspired items after leaving Neverland backlash. Wow.
So, a lot of people are cutting like his music out, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. This is old fashioned stuff. Why is this fucking news? I want to understand. Oh, because it's in lifestyle. Hailey Bieber attends hotel event in $25,000 mini dress from Tom Ford.
That's ridiculous.
I know. But, so I just got to say about Chick-fil-A that if it's the same as the sandwich I got with only, like, what, they put a pickle on it and that's about it?
Right.
Oh, so, but I guess that's what you said about the sauce. You're supposed to put sauces on it?
Yeah,
something?
I mean, you can ask for sauce.
Right.
But I don't know how people, do it or get it. But
to eat it plain is just, I don't know, it didn't impress me at all. So I'm never going to stand in line for that because not my cup of tea, man.
Yeah. Same.
Not my cup of tea.
Me neither.
Yeah. What about that Jaguar that mauled that woman? We were talking about this, right?
Yeah, but so no one feels fucking bad for you, period.
No. In fact, she apologized to the zoo.
Yeah.
But she says, at the same time, no, I wasn't taking a selfie and I didn't go, I didn't cross the barrier. And it's like, so how the fuck did you get there, you know?
I mean, they're probably threatening to sue her.
Probably, you know, I mean,
because that's just like not a good look for the zoo, so they can like basically sue her for bad business.
So she's looking for excuses, and she says, "Well, but it was my fault. But maybe they should move the barrier a little bit farther." It's like, shut up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a barrier is a barrier. It means don't cross this unless you want to get maybe eaten for dinner. So, do you want to be somebody's snack tonight? Because these motherfuckers don't care about you,
right?
Especially if they don't know you.
I mean, those Jaguars are unbelievable.
Oh my god, they're so beautiful, though.
Right?
But I'd be petrified to get near one. I'd be like, you hungry? Are you gonna kill me today?
Did you ever see this viral video that they have of a
Christian the lion?
No, a tomcat that's like on a glass ceiling and he sees a snake.
Alligator?
No. The ones that climb on the trees. Why am I forgetting what it's... not a snail, but a...
Sloth?
No.
Monkey?
No, what are they?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My mind went blank. Okay, but he started chasing this animal, and it ran quickly on the tree, and it jumped right on the fucking tree and climbed with it. The tomcat did. And you go, what the fuck? This is like
No, it's a cat.
I know, but they're like big, you know?
Yeah, but they still got those cats will jump and leap and climb.
I know, they can get anywhere, right?
Yeah, like there was one time we thought
we
lost.
A squirrel is what I'm fucking trying to say.
Oh, the poor squirrel.
Yeah, but he didn't get him.
Oh, okay, because squirrels are fast as shit.
They really
are.
When they're on the move,
they are on the move.
Right. Especially climbing fucking trees,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm. They're like, see ya.
Isn't it interesting how every animal's got a defense mechanism built in?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man.
Mm-hmm. Humans are the only ones that kind of like, I don't know if I have... Well, I don't know. I've never been in a situation where I had to use a defense mechanism, but...
Right. I mean, even like cows and animals that only eat grass... they have like they're able to what do they call it, like cud or something, when they're able to eat but then they can store it in their body,
right?
And they don't have to eat for a while.
Mm.
So, and that's also so they don't have to be out in the open too much,
right?
So they eat more than they can handle and then they just kind of hide again, you know. So
what a weird.
I know, but it's amazing.
Well, bears do that too when they hibernate.
Right.
They eat mad food and then they just sleep for like 6 months. I'm like, right. How are you guys surviving in there? Wherever you're at. Like, that's so weird to me.
I know. But it's all built in. It's unbelievable how nature works, you know, in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Indeed.
Yeah. Depression and suicidal thoughts have doubled in young Americans. Wow.
It's because of social media, for sure.
That's pretty fucking depressing, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So, did you hear about Dr. Pimple Popper? He removed a patient's massive growth that smelled like 10 dead rats.
Oh, my God. 10 dead rats.
Wow, man. So, yeah, you know, I mean, what can you say? Anyway, folks, we're going to wrap up. And there was one more thing I wanted to bring up that I remember wanting to talk about, but it's just not happening. So,
wait, what?
There was something I wanted to talk about that in the back of my mind that I wanted to
And you can't remember what it is?
I can't remember what it was, so it must not have been
that important. Literally need to get a dog.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be a happier person and like more prone to like maybe exercise if I had a dog, because I would be forced to. Yeah.
Then why don't you try? Do they let you try? Like maybe foster one?
I don't want to foster one because I mean, I should adopt because there's so many dogs out there just looking for a home. But after fostering, I've realized that when you get a dog that has been through some things, like it's not like for instance, I consider my dog Bruno back home like my child. Like, I got him from birth, basically. Like, I raised him. I kind of want to get a dog like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're, like, expensive.
Like, puppies
when you get, yeah, like, when really you get puppies? From get one from, like, a breeder, they're, like, $1,200.
But why from a breeder? Can't you get a rescue puppy?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, if they have a puppy, for sure. Yeah. I hope that puppy hasn't been through a lot.
Probably not. It's young.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
You know, because maybe people have a, you know, their dog has a litter or something, and then they just...
They can't, like, have it, so they drop it off at, like, a shelter. I'm actually going to look into that today. I really, really want a dog.
Then get one.
Yeah. I think
if there's
it, like,
no downside to it,
yeah,
get it.
And I feel like I'd just be happier, like, walking, like, going home, having somebody wagging their tail at
you're
me.
Getting
you get
lonely, probably. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and I like to cuddle at night. And what better way than to cuddle with the pup?
Hey, a lot of people do it. What have you got to lose?
But I kind of want a lab. I like in my heart of hearts, I want a small dog because then I could like bring it on planes with me and stuff.
Right.
But realistically, I want a lab because labs are such good dogs.
They are. And they're cute. And
yeah. You can't go wrong with a lab, really.
Yeah.
And if your lab is like aggressive, you did something wrong in that parenting. So shame on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terriers are cute too.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't like terriers?
I like to look at them from like if it's somebody else's dog.
Yeah.
Like the only small dog I would get is a French bulldog, like the mini ones.
Right.
They're so cute.
But no, I'm talking about what kind of a terrier am I thinking about? Because I'm thinking about the bigger ones. You know.
Let me Google it. Hold on.
Like, is there like a?
Are you talking about a Boston Terrier?
Maybe.
Terrier dog.
I don't know, but they have some that are. They're pretty big.
No, they're tiny.
Let me see which
ones. Yeah, they're all tiny.
I don't mean
that's exactly what I thought.
I know, that's not what I meant.
That's not the dog you meant?
No. There's other terriers, but I don't know what the fuck. Maybe I'm confusing them. Sometimes we do that on the show, folks.
Well, there's this one that's bigger. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm totally on a different fucking... maybe
it's I'm really bad with dog names too, so don't feel bad. Like I couldn't even tell you like half. Yeah, like I'm like, oh, what dog is that?
Yeah,
like I have no clue.
Well, I'm gonna find out what kind of dog I'm talking about. And then
I would love a Great Dane, but it would be like the size of my apartment.
Is there like a bull terrier? Something like that.
Hold on, let's check.
Although it wouldn't look like it, but okay. Right as we're leaving, this is what I wanted to talk about: a Polish newspaper's front page sparks outrage after it instructs people how to spot a Jew. How do you like that?
Oh my God, that's horrible. Yeah. Bull terrier, the one with the long snout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, they get pretty big.
Yeah.
They're just short-legged.
Let me see which one you're looking at. Because not all of them are. It's not necessarily short-legged. Yeah.
They have short legs.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not a huge fan of those dogs.
Yeah.
And they all seem kind of aggressive, actually.
The one I saw, I think, is a mix. That's why it's a mutt. So she's a lot cuter.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so yeah, how to spot a Jew, man. Anti-Semitism never dies. It never will. It's part of all of us. And that's
horrible. And whoever wrote that's probably gonna get fired. So that sucks.
Yeah. Who knows. But at any rate, folks, but front page, I mean, the whole newspaper had to be aware of it.
And it had to have gotten approved, right?
Right. Yeah, fuck that. All right, Danny, well, you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, be careful. Enjoy yourself. Whatever weather you have, we're going to be at the beach. Beach weather here.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. And thank you for listening, as always, and we'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.